Welcome to the Path Podcast, where we will travel the lives of some bold women, from dreams to detours to destiny. She did not choose this path. This path chose her. This is the Path Podcast. Welcome back, Path listeners, to the Path Podcast. With your sister, your motivator, your confidence builder, the one who believes that purpose is bigger than obstacles. Well, Path listeners, this is the end of 2023. We are celebrating the holidays. I hope you are enjoying family and friends and taking time out for yourself. I am popping in doing my end of the year solo episode, thanking all of my past guests that came through the Path Podcast, sharing their stories of how they came through overcoming obstacles in their lives and what they're doing today because of it. If you've missed an episode, please go back and check out these episodes because these are some phenomenal women. And these women, they come on here not to share a story for likes and attention, but because of what they've learned, their survival guide that taught them whatever they had to learn on their path through whatever their situation was or is. We also have spoken to people just in business and what they've learned and why they started their businesses from something that they've gone through also in their lives. We also brought in therapists to let us know that what we're feeling and thinking is sometimes normal. And if it's not normal, maybe we should check in with them more often to help us navigate the path through some of the things that's a little bit more challenging for us to overcome just ourselves. Because we know, Path listeners, this life is not easy all the time. And to make it through, we need that sounding board to go through to those trained therapists to help us navigate this beautiful thing called life that can be hard, that can be challenging. So thankfully, and shout out to all my therapists and psychiatrists and life coaches even that's out there helping others to navigate this life. I promise you, the people that came on again, they have businesses, they're strong in what they do, and they're there for you. And if you ever feel like you need someone to talk to, reach out to me. I will be happy to direct you to some of the people that has come on the Path Podcast. And everyone that's been on here are believers in what they're doing. They stand strong in their calling and in their fields. So please do not hesitate to talk to someone if you ever feel like you need to do that. To all of my guests that came in, thank you again. I do not take it lightly that you came in and shared your stories. And I'm sure there's someone you touched out there. If it's one person, we hope it's millions. But if it's just that one person, that episode is not in vain and is doing what I hope and pray that it will do in the universe. So thank you again. Path listeners, this won't be a long episode because I only had about three things I wanted to touch on. That was one, thanking my guests. The other thing is we are headed into 2024, another year, and it's the year of what we call new. It's starting over. It's starting fresh. It feels as though we are doing. But I said this, I think, last year that we can start today. We don't have to wait on 2024 to feel afresh, because once you wake up every day, it is a new day. It's a time to start again. You don't have to wait until January 1st to start over. But if you do, that is fine also. For me and the Path Podcast, I'm looking forward to new things coming in 2024 as well. Anytime you try or we try to all do a business, even life, we have to plan. So I have a lot of new things coming. There are some changes coming. I'm pivoting in a lot of ways, and I'm trying to work all of those details out. In the meantime, I will continue as normal until I work out the details. Just know that it will be coming. And if you've been a listener of the Path Podcast from the beginning, thank you. I appreciate every listen, every time you've subscribed and clicked and listened to an episode, it has meant a lot to me and my list and the guests. So please don't leave, because I know what we're bringing to you will be something that would benefit everyone in the world. So I'm looking forward to the new things that's coming. I'm looking forward to pivoting and doing some new things. So I will keep you abreast of all that's coming and what's going on and when the changes will take place. What I've learned is change is good. And when we have to change, for whatever reason we have to change, we have to do it. We can't stay stagnant. I always say that on the Path Podcast. We have to keep moving, just like life. Life never is stagnant. It never stands still. It is continuously flowing. So Path listeners, I hope that you are continuously flowing with life yourself. The next time we talk, we will be in 2024, because the podcast is still bi-weekly until the changes come. And I want to say Happy New Year to you in advance. I pray that you will be safe. You will be blessed. I told you that this would be a short episode, because if you've seen some of my past episodes, I've done some rewinds because I've been taking time for Arlene, taking time for myself, and bringing back some of the episodes that I have from the past. That all of them are good, and I can go through all of them and replay all of them, but I just went and just did some new episodes and some just rewinds. So if you get a chance, do go back and listen to all of them, please. But I want you to know that I am here for you. I'm your sister. I'm your motivator again. I am going to try to come back in here and motivate more and encourage more, because that's what I know I'm called to do. And that's what I plan on doing, popping in more. And I might be coming with some videos, everyone. Like I said, I have a lot of new things coming. I want you to know my ultimate goal is to feel like everyone is getting something out of every episode that I do. I'm not doing it, and I won't be doing videos just to show my face, because if anyone knows me, they know I've fought hard not to try to get on camera. As well as if you go to my Instagram page, there are not a lot of pictures of me, except if I did a solo episode and I had to, of course, show myself as the guest. But I try not to come on here. My goal is I want to see everyone win at life, especially women. My heart goes to women, because we try to do it all. We are mothers. We are wives. We are daughters. We are trying to be everything to everyone. And we need to learn to be everything to self. Because when we take care of ourselves, we can do a better job of taking care of our families. We're trying to run businesses and everything, and sometimes we lack the ability to take better care of ourselves. And that's changing. That's one of my goals in 2024 for women, as well as even if I deal with men on my podcast, you will always be first, because I know you don't put yourself first normally in your life. And it's time to stop. And hear me clearly, it's not because I want you not to take care of your family, but you definitely take care of them by taking care of yourself. When you take care of self, we all win at life. I want to win at life, and I want every listener that comes here to learn something and feel like they're winning at life as well. The one thing, if you know me, I hate to see anyone go through anything that's painful. And if you remember listening to some of these episodes, a lot of my guests have gone through some things that were painful, but you hear smiles by the end of or the middle of the episode, because these women came through what they've gone through. And I promise you, it's not because it's been easy, but it was necessary. For the guests that talked about the illnesses they've gone through, that they came through, for those that started businesses, the reasons why they started businesses, and to hear when people tell you the name of their business, organization, or whatever it is they're doing, they've shared how purpose came out of it. And it came, I'm sure, with some tears. It came with their knees shaking because they didn't know how it was going to happen. It came with financial woes and struggles. But when you have a purpose and a plan, nothing can stop you. The only person can stop you is that one looking at you in the mirror. Path listeners, we have a tendency to look at the successful people that are putting air quotes that we call successful, and we think that they didn't go through anything. I bet you any amount of money, they will tell you their struggles and you will be amazed. And there are a lot of them that are out there doing it today, telling you their truth of what it took to get where they are today or what they had to go through and what they've learned because of it. Everyone is always sharing those stories. So never look at those the people that are out there that are very successful today as if they didn't go through anything. That is not the case. We all have gone through something in our lives, and it is what you do because of it determines your next or your outcome. If you are dealing with anything today, know that you too can come through it. Every guest I've had on the Path Podcast is the example of coming through. Our stories are different. If it was a divorce, if it was marital problems, if it was starting a business, breast cancer, domestic violence, or whatever the case was, each person shows you a survival guide, their survival guide. Your survival guide will be your own, but our stories show you that it can be done. Definitely it can be done. Do not sit back and live in misery and think you can't come through what you're going through. Get the therapist, get the help you need to come through these trying times in your life if you're dealing with anything serious right now. If you don't have great positive people around you, it's time to find some new circles. And as well as definitely contact the therapist. I know so many that I can recommend to you, a life coach. If it's more on a serious matter, therapist definitely, and psychiatrist. And if it's just dealing with life and trying to get yourself situated, reach out to life coaches that can help you on those levels. But definitely get the help you need when you need it. I am a positive person, and I know we all go through things. I have my times. The one thing I have been good at mastering is finding the good in every situation, no matter how some things are devastating. I look at the positive things. That doesn't mean the devastating things are still not happening. I look at the fact that I have my health. My daughter has her health. I look at the fact that I can pay my bills. So those things are the things you have to do to try to pull yourself out of the negativity that is trying to take over your mind. In those cases, seek out a good licensed therapist. Interview them to make sure it's a good fit for you so they can help you navigate this thing called life. It is beautiful and it can be challenging all in the same at the same time. Two things can be true, and that is one of them. So, Path listeners, I hope you definitely do that today. Path listeners, for sake of time, I said I was just going to pop in here, but once I start, it's hard to stop. So to try to start wrapping up this episode, I want you again to stick around in here with me. We have some new things coming in 2024, some exciting things that I can't wait to share with you. I hope you will stick in here with me and continue to listen. Share this podcast with others, because this story, one story may not be for you, but it may be for someone you know. That is how we all can participate in helping others. And writing to me, please, I've been looking for people to write and tell me topics you would be interested in, because I'll be happy to bring those guests when I find them that you may be more interested in that will help you along in your journey. If you continue to listen to the end of the podcast, it will share how you can reach out to me. And if you need a speaker to speak at your event, please consider me, Arlene Bolden. You can go to my website at www.arlenebolden.com, and I would be honored. I do events, conferences, church events for women organizations. I can do events for men and women. If people are looking for motivation, encouragement, inspiration, those are the things I do. Reach out to me and I will be happy and honored to attend. Well, Path listeners, as we prepare for 2024, remember you're still living in today. We have days left in 2023. Start today living life with joy and finding peace, surrounding yourself with great people. that are positive, that will put your best interests first. And definitely plan. Write down a plan for where you want to see yourself by next year. Also, make sure you are taking care of your health. Your health is your spiritual, your mental, your physical, your financial health, your relationships is a health. Make sure you're taking care of all of those things. Well, Path listeners, I want to wish you and your family a blessed and prosperous new year to come in 2024. As we still are living in today, I wish you the best days ever that's left in 2023, because there are so many great things that can happen in 2023. So I'm praying that those great things happen and lead you into 2024. Happy New Year. We will see you on the other side of 2024. Here on the Path Podcast with your sister, your motivator, your confidence builder, the one who believes that purpose is bigger than obstacles. And ladies, one thing I love to always say, my crown is not complete until every woman wears her crown proudly. Until next time, Path. Thank you everyone for hanging with us. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms, so you can stay up on our bi-weekly real conversations with these bold women. You can follow The Path Podcast on Facebook at The Path Podcast and on Instagram and Twitter at @The_Path_podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on the show or have questions for a future show, you can email us at thepath4ward@gmail.com. That's thepathforward@gmail.com. And if you're looking for a speaker or you're in need of a life coach, please reach out to me again at thepathforward@gmail.com or at acorleh@gmail.com. Thank you. Until next time.